Dr. Robert Sisk points to a picture of a retina and shows the lack of blood vessel activity in people missing a gene called RPE65. This protein is needed for vision. The condition is rare, affecting just a few thousand people in the U.S., but now a new gene therapy lets them see within 24 hours.
I think this is incredibly exciting. This category of rare genetic diseases is one where we've really not been able to offer much hope for patients up until the last 5 years.
The drug Luxturna is not cheap. It costs $850,000, and that's after drug company Spark Therapeutics lowered it from $1 million after insurance companies balked. Dr. Sisk says the drug gives patients a working copy of the gene their body is supposed to produce.
So the virus, which is what the gene therapy is engineered in such a way that it can't replicate or destroy a cell, but can deliver a working copy of this particular gene, which is not present because of the genetic defect.
During surgery, he will inject Luxturna underneath the retina in as many as 6 patients beginning this spring at Cincinnati Children's. Insurance companies are still deciding how much they'll pay. The emerging field of new gene-targeting medications poses ethical questions. University of Cincinnati professor of molecular genetics Anil Menon says there are concerns.
It's possible that people who can afford these expensive methodologies will, of course, use them, and others may not.
That's a consideration when pharmaceutical companies are developing drugs for rare diseases. At least one gene therapy sold overseas is no longer being manufactured. It was a treatment for a rare protein disorder and had a price tag of $1.2 million. Manufacturer uniQure said there was a lack of demand. Another expensive drug has a much greater reach. Yescarta modifies the DNA in a person's immune cells to fight cancer. Its manufacturer says it could help as many as 7,500 people. In addition, expect dozens of new gene therapies in the coming years.
Public health is improving. People today are living longer than ever before. So a lot of that has been achieved by lifestyle changes. And so now the bottleneck is actually the genetic inheritance that we have.
Menon is not surprised at the cost. He says it takes $1 billion to develop a new drug. Children's is one of 8 treatment centers for Luxturna, the rare eye disease treatment. Dr. Sisk looks ahead to other retina-related gene therapy, which potentially could help a lot more people.
So the exciting thing is, with the success that this trial has yielded and with the proven benefit of this particular vector, there are several other genetic diseases in the retina world that are being targeted: retinitis pigmentosa, choroideremia, Stargardt disease.
He says those are the most common forms of night blindness, which run in families, and also macular degeneration. When it comes to Luxturna, Sisk says it's worth the investment to the patient and society. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.